This is Dave Gloetz. I'm here with Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader. Welcome to the broadcast, Ben.
Yo, what up?
Today we're talking about Ben's column titled The Straw Man that appeared in the Reader on March 5th, 2009. This article talks primarily about Todd Stroger and a couple things you say about Todd Stroger, who is the president of Cook County Board of Commissioners, is that people who are running for office, candidates, repeatedly paint their opponents with what I'd call the Stroger brush.
Right.
They want to say that their opponents are bad because they are aligned with Stroger somehow.
Right.
You claim that people who bash Todd Stroger for one reason or another, either because they feel that he's ahead of a patronage army or that he hires clouded people to be on his staff, they miss the point. They don't go after bigger fish, namely the Daley administration, that you feel is probably more deserving of people's attention.
Right.
Your article arose out of a conversation you had with Todd Stroger, and you were invited by the Stroger administration to interview Mr. Stroger. How did Stroger choose you, do you think?
Okay, two issues. One, I've been writing about this general issue in bits and pieces for a long time, this double standard that politicians, generally white politicians, on the North and Northwest side have regarding patronage. When it's white patronage, they look the other way or use it, take advantage of it. If it's black patronage, they're shocked, horrified, and they denounce it, and then they use Todd Stroger as the public scapegoat to show how righteous they are. I think Todd Stroger is a lower-level member of a larger political machine. I don't understand why people are only upset at his end of the political machine. I think it's hypocrisy.
As opposed to being opposed to the Daley administration.
Yeah, look, right now, the biggest issue facing the city's future are the Olympics. Just imagine, if you can, if Todd Stroger were leading the charge for the Olympics with as little oversight as Mayor Daley is asking for. People are turning over the city, the parks, the funding, our future money to Daley to do what he wants, as though there's no long history of abuse, waste, corruption, scandal. So if it were Todd Stroger, it'd just be unthinkable. People would be outraged. No way, I'm not going to do this. Well, I would welcome that. I want to know why on these important issues that really affect our future in our city, people aren't equally outraged. And my conclusion is, one, they're afraid to go after real power, Mayor Daley. So they, too, pound their chests and go after Todd Stroger. And I think at some point they have to look in the mirror and say, you know, this is ineffectual.
Speaking of Mayor Daley, this week Dennis Byrne wrote a commentary that appeared in the Chicago Tribune on the Daley administration. And Byrne wrote, quote, Daley has steadfastly refused to reveal to the public or his city council how he plans to spend Chicago's share of the $9 billion in stimulus cash programmed to come to Illinois, end quote. So last night I was in a bar and I was talking to this guy who said he works for Todd Stroger. And I asked him, so how much money is the county going to get from the stimulus package? And he said, well, that's going to be up to Daley. And I'm like, what? And he said, yeah, Daley's going to decide for all the money that goes to Illinois from the stimulus package. He's going to decide. And then we at the county will, like, take whatever we get. What's your reaction to that?
My reaction is that I didn't know that specific point, but I'm not surprised. It's the same thing with the Board of Education. Arne Duncan, who used to head the Board of Education, is in charge of delivering hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars to schools throughout the country as part of an overall investment into our educational future. That money just pours into Chicago through the mayor's office. The Board of Education, like the Cook County government, willingly steps aside and allowed Daley's to control it. So why do we even go through the pretense of criticizing how Stroger behaves when, in fact, he's just following orders? It's the same thing with the Board of Ed. I don't rap the Board of Ed that much other than to say they're following orders. Yeah, that's a very revealing conversation you have. I've never had a conversation with somebody who said it, put it that bluntly. But the fact is, yeah, if you go online, there's websites that have broken down projected expenditures of the stimulus budget. And you go to Illinois, you look at Illinois, you'll have dozens of towns, like everything from Addison to Zion. They're listing how they plan to spend their money. I was just looking at Evanston's. I was curious about Evanston's, and there's a lot of capital projects, fixing streets, fixing bridges, fixing viaducts, that kind of thing. And Chicago's not on that list. Yeah, I think Burns has a good point. I think Daley, his first issue is the Olympics, and his money will be about building the Olympics, in our public parks, on our public land, taking away recreational space. Again, if Todd Stroger were proposing such a monstrosity, I think there would be outrage. But because it's Mayor Daley, people are cowards and they back away.
One of the points you make is that the county budget compared to the city budget is pretty small, and that's one of the reasons people who go after the county and not the city administration are somewhat misguided.
Yeah.
But the county controls a part of government on which citizens rely heavily, and that's public health, the Health Services Bureau in the county. For example, Health Services in Cook County employs 7,300 people. Compared to any city department, that's huge. I mean, I think only the police and fire departments in the city of Chicago are larger, but it's still larger than most city departments. And it's a patronage haven, according to former Cook County Hospital Chair of Medicine, Dr. Quentin Young. Also, under Todd Stroger, half of the 33 community clinics were closed, and Dr. Young calls that a catastrophe because it's a primary source of medical care for many of the county's poor. Under Stroger, hundreds of doctors and nurses at county hospitals were laid off. So when I look at it that way, isn't it important to shine as much light on the county as the city?
Absolutely. Look, I said up front in the article, and it's not a defense of Todd Stroger, if you think that there's somebody within the Daily Machine who could do a better job of overseeing the county, which is one small part of the larger operation, then you should vote for him. I think that Todd Stroger or his father, John Stroger, served a very important function to the larger Daily Machine. They were politicians that Daily could turn to take care of the patronage, particularly of black politicians in his organization. And in fact, I've argued this, they're responsible for the racial peace that we've had, political peace. And Mayor Daley's very proud of that. He always says, since I became mayor, we've not had any embarrassing debacles like council wars. Well, that peace comes with a price. The price is patronage. Now, you can't be for the peace that patronage buys and be against the patronage that buys the peace. I don't think there's any way of getting around it. People are inconsistent and hypocritical.
Perhaps they don't connect those dots.
No, they don't connect the dots. Look, obviously I cut Quentin Young a lot of slack. This man has spent his lifetime meeting the medical needs of poor people. But I think most of the politicians on the north and northwest side of the city couldn't care less one way or the other. It's not an issue they've spent their lifetime on. In fact, I think they quite understand that their public thinks any kind of medical treatment for poor people is a waste of money. I think I put in the article, it's the equivalent of Ronald Reagan talking about a welfare queen cashing in the food stamps to buy alcohol. You're playing into a public's discomfort with the entire operation of medical services for the indigent. If the good people in the north and northwest side truly wanted to reform medical care and education in the city and all the services that go to the poor, then they would start with their mayor, who put Stroger into power.
I think that's all we've got time for. Ben Jarofsky, the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you very much, Dave.
This is Dave Gloetz. We've been speaking about the rest of the story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.